Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Folks, savages, the celebrities are losing it. So not only are the Democrat electorate, they're losing their minds. We got women out there shaving their heads and boycotting sexual activities with their boyfriends, their husbands, and fiancés. But we have the celebrities chiming in, and they are dropping off one by one, losing it, still impacted by the results of November 5th. We're going to talk about one in particular. Welcome back, American Savages, to The Savage Truth. I'm your host, Cicely Davis. So great to be back with you after Thanksgiving. Hope you ate well. Perhaps you are still maybe dragging your turkey around like I am. I'm going to work it out. But hope that time was joyous for you. Hopefully you did not take the back of the, put your hand on the back of the heads of your Democrat family members and shove it into pie, right? Hopefully you were gracious, because a win is a win. And we certainly, those of us on the right, have a whole lot more to be thankful for. But it's really great to join you. If you're new to the channel, welcome. Welcome to the channel. So great to have you join me. For those of you who are returning, the loyalists, the ride or dies, as usual, I wouldn't, and I'm not even interested in doing this without you. Really, truly appreciate your support. But I have an ask, and it's always the same, whether you're new or returning, and that is always the same, to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. So grateful to be on those platforms. And let's get into this, Haps, because we are talking today about celebrities. Celebrities who believe that they're just so much smarter than we are, and they're just so much more insightful, and they have this wisdom that they want to pour into us and to others to educate us on the finer points of American politics. I am, of course, referring to the latest now, Sharon Stone. Now, here's another celebrity, Sharon Stone, who apparently has become another beacon of wisdom, especially when she's overseas sipping espresso in Italy and sharing her deep thoughts on American life. Now, during her recent visit, she decided to enlighten the rest of us about how lucky we are to be Americans, which is, of course, just what every struggling American needs to hear from someone whose biggest hardship is picking out which $5,000 dress to wear to the next gala. Now, we already know that we're grateful. We are already grateful to be Americans. We're aware of that. But from her perspective, not so great. The basic gist was that Sharon Stone thinks the average American is simply too ignorant, too dumb, too stupid, too uneducated, to appreciate their own freedom. Maybe because they haven't had the privilege of living in the land of endless pasta and scenic vistas, okay? You know what? Like I always say, I can show you better than I can tell you. Rick, show the video.
Italy has seen fascism. Italy has seen these things. You guys, you understand what happens. You have seen this before. My country is in its adolescence. Adolescence is very arrogant. Adolescence thinks it knows everything. Adolescence is naive and ignorant and arrogant. And we are in our ignorant, arrogant adolescence. We haven't seen this before in our country. So Americans who don't travel, who 80% don't have a passport, who are uneducated, are in their extraordinary naivete.
Now, if there's one thing Hollywood elites excel at, it's talking about things they don't truly understand. Celebrities like Sharon Stone have an unparalleled knack for turning their insulated, privilege-filled existence into a soapbox for advice that no one ever asked for. How many times do we have to watch them parrot political opinions they've probably never researched, only to realize that their expertise is as shallow as a puddle? Now, I did some research on Sharon Stone. Here's the depth of her education, since we're all just too ignorant to understand what she knows. Okay, so went to high school, had a little bit of college. She dropped out of college and went to New York and became a model. Okay, so that's the extent of her deep well of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge while she's educating us. Okay, let's face it. These people are not living the same reality as the single mothers, as teachers and HVAC workers, truck drivers, electricians, and construction workers who are the backbone of this country. It is them, those people who voted Donald Trump in, it is them to who where she is insulting and referring to, okay? It is those people, it's us, okay, that voted Donald Trump in to the tune of about 67% of the entire country. The fact that someone like Sharon Stone thinks her remarks are in any way helpful or, worse yet, insightful is a level of delusion we simply should all be deeply concerned about. And don't even get me started on how insulting her comments actually were. Here we have a woman who's probably never had to choose between paying her rent or buying groceries, telling hardworking Americans that they have it so much better than they realize. Now, what she simply and completely misses is that those hardworking Americans, those HVAC workers and electricians and truck drivers and food deliverers and teachers and construction workers, okay, working class Americans, middle class Americans, people who actually work, people who punch clocks. What she doesn't actually realize is that those people, we are grateful for our lives, flaws and all, and don't need some pampered movie star to remind us of how lucky we are to live in this country where we value its freedoms, okay? Sharon Stone's patronizing tone wrapped in a veneer of faux wisdom isn't just detached from reality. It isn't just tone deaf, right? It isn't just dismissive. It's downright offensive. Now, if there's anyone who needs to steer clear of political commentary, it's the glitterati who seem to forget that their glittering lives are funded by the very people that they so dismissively criticize. So, if you will allow me to be the voice and representative of real Americans in this moment, if you will, I'm sure you can trust me to do that, I'm going to explain to Ginger from Casino, okay, what true fascism actually is, to let her know that she lost this election because she is the ignorant one. Sharon Stone, just so you know, you are the reason that Kamala Harris did not get in. You are the ignorant one, not us, not 67% of Americans who voted Donald Trump in because you know what? We voted for freedom. We voted for the Constitution. We voted for the right to self-determine. True fascism, Ms. Stone, is an ideology rooted in totalitarianism. It's rooted in totalitarian control, where the states seek to dominate every aspect of life, suppressing dissent and erasing individuality in the name of national unity and strength. In Nazi Germany, for example, fascism led to the disintegration of a once thriving society. Okay? The state weaponized fear, it weaponized propaganda and violence to manipulate citizens into blind obedience, crushing any opposition, and marginalizing entire groups of people. Now, does that sound at all familiar, like in America since 2020, at least? It twisted national pride into a tool for division and hatred, i.e. the tearing down of statues and American heroes and leaders, vandalizing museums, okay, and burning the American flag. It was the creation of groups and subsets of groups and providing a divisive narrative within those groups in order to impress division and marginalize identities for the creation of victimhood, which of course led to the horrors of war and genocide. Under fascism, the values of personal freedom, critical thought, and human dignity were trampled, leaving a scar on not just Germany, but on the entire world. The lessons of that era remind us that unchecked power, right? This is what our founders were attempting to erase, to prevent from happening. They understood their very own nature, and they understood coming from a system of tyranny that unchecked power fueled by ideological extremism erodes the very foundations of a society, turning a people once proud of their achievements into tools of tyranny. And who knew better than our founders? Then there's socialism, right? This is what Kamala was trying to push. Socialism, despite its lofty promises of equality and fairness, has proven to be a failed experiment wherever it has been implemented. Now, we can go from the Soviet Union to Cuba to Venezuela. All of those countries, all of those entities, socialism had regimes that have left their citizens poorer and more desolate, trapped under the weight of centralized control and economic stagnation. Instead of creating a utopia of fairness, socialism often results in government elites maintaining power while the general population suffers from shortages, from poverty, and a lack of opportunity. The fundamental law of socialism lies in its assumption that the state can replace individual ambition and innovation with bureaucracy and control. Sounds a whole lot like America under Obama and Joe Biden. History has shown that when the state dictates every aspect of the economy, it stifles creativity, it punishes success, and ultimately prevents prosperity for all. The tragic outcomes of socialist policies serve as a stark reminder that while the pursuit of equality is noble, okay, there's nothing wrong with the pursuit of that, the road to it cannot be paved with the destruction of personal freedom and the crushing of economic opportunity. Sounds exactly like the agenda and actions of the Biden-Harris administration. When comparing Joe Biden's presidency to the tenets of fascism, there are concerning parallels in the way power has been centralized and wielded to suppress dissent, control narratives, and drive division within our society. Now, I mentioned weaponized fear, propaganda, and violence to manipulate citizens into blind obedience, crushing any opposition and marginalizing entire groups of people. How about mask mandates? How does that sound? The censoring and the shutting down of conservative voices in the social media, information and medical spaces as well, and defunding the police as an example. The weaponization of government agencies under this administration has been a significant point of contention, to say the least, with key institutions such as the FBI and the Department of Justice, in fact, all of our abbreviated agencies, increasingly used to target political opponents and undermine the rule of law. I mean, look at the attack and the consistent aggressive attack to Donald Trump, right, for the last 2.5 years. The attack on free speech is another troubling echo of fascism and fascist tactics, as the government has sought to silence voices that deviate from the approved narrative, whether through social media censorship or intimidation campaigns. This stifling of open discourse is a hallmark of regimes that thrive on conformity and fear, where individuals are discouraged from thinking independently or challenging the state's control. This was under Joe Biden's leadership, quote unquote. Moreover, Joe Biden's policies have exacerbated class divisions, using the rhetoric of class warfare to create an environment of envy and resentment towards those who have achieved success through capitalism. Now, only those on the right side, right? If you are an Elon Musk and you're highly successful, you're criticized. But if you're from Silicon Valley and you attack the right, then you were, you know, there was a turning of a blind eye, right? By vilifying wealth creation, demonizing businesses, and pushing for wealth redistribution, the administration, the Biden-Harris administration, has sowed dissatisfaction among Americans, fostering a climate where hard work and prosperity were met with scorn rather than admiration. And this kind of division, constantly fueled by government rhetoric, mirrors the fascist playbook of pitting one group against another to maintain control and weaken social cohesion. Instead of fostering unity, Biden's approach has deepened polarization and the resentment directed at those who have succeeded in our capitalist system only serves to erode the foundations of a free and thriving society. This is exactly why Joe Biden's presidency was a failure. And this is exactly why Kamala Harris did not become president of the United States for the next term. Okay. That being said, let's discuss Sharon Stone's comments, okay? Because this was, after all, the focus of all this and why we're in these weeds, after all. And all these other celebrities who feel they are so intelligent and need to enlighten us, right? As if we're too ignorant to actually understand what's going on. As if I'm not smart enough to know that 4 years ago, bananas were only 19 cents and now they are $1.20, okay? This Sharon Stone, yes, that Sharon Stone, the one who made us all reconsider our life choices and basic instinct, now suddenly thinks she's the authority on global politics. Apparently, in a wild moment of historical wisdom, Sharon Stone decided to compare the U.S. to fascist regimes, specifically Italy's fascist history under Mussolini. Now, we're all for celebrities using their platforms for change, but when you start making broad, unfounded claims about a country you clearly don't understand, it's time to hit the brakes. Sharon Stone, honey, the only thing remotely fascist in America is when I'm told I can't get my coffee before 7 a.m. at my local cafe. But sure, go ahead. Tell us more about how our democracy is a ticking time bomb of authoritarianism while you're sipping champagne in a villa. Because nothing says fascist state like a Hollywood actress vacationing in Italy, talking down to us about our freedoms. And here's another real kicker, okay? While Sharon Stone was busy lecturing Americans about fascism, it's incredible how oblivious the Democrat electorate and the elites like her failed to see the actual creeping authoritarianism happening right under our noses, before our very eyes. Now, while Dem elites are wrapped up in Netflix shows and avocado toast, they fail to recognize the signs of a society slowly eroding its own freedom. The irony is thick, folks. It's truly thick. Since Obama, and definitely during the Joe Biden Kamala Harris administration, what Americans experienced was a government that's been expanding its reach into every corner of our lives, weaponizing agencies against its critics, and silencing anyone who dares to disagree with the approved narrative. But no, oh no, Sharon Stone, please do go on about how we're all headed straight for the fascist abyss while we sit here wondering if we'll even get censored for the next thing we're thinking. If we really are headed towards fascism, it's not going to be in the form of jackboots on the streets. It's going to be a slow, quiet erosion of liberties, led by a bunch of disconnected elites, like yourself, and the Democrats and the socialist leaders as well, who are completely out of touch and tone deaf with what people they claim to represent. So here's a word to you, Sharon Stone, from a regular working American. When it comes to American politics, no one's interested in hearing your basic instinct opinion. Keep it to yourself. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.